with us all the way, hallelujah, all the way in the northern state of California, Auburn, California, but he's here, he's in Tulare. Would you give it up for Pastor Jerry McCool? Hallelujah, he's cool.
Thank you, my good brother. Praise the Lord. Can we give that to the Lord? Clap your hands unto the Lord. He's good. Come on, he's been really good. Remember when you were lost, he found you. When you were hungry, he fed you. When you were in need, he provided for you. Remember God? Come on, we're talking about the creator of the universe. We're talking about where every good and perfect gift comes from. If you love the Lord, clap your hands as loud. Woo! Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. You look good tonight. Turn to your neighbor and say, you look good tonight. I see so many superheroes here tonight. This is amazing. I see all kinds of cool things going on. You guys look great. So glad to be a part of what God is doing right here. Are you glad to be a part of that? Can you believe it? 500 backpacks tomorrow? Who else does stuff like that? Nobody else. Did I hear bicycles? Like two? What was it? Five? How many? 20! Ever say 20? 20 bicycles. How many of you know somebody that's not here tonight that would love to have a brand new bicycle? Raise your hand. Are you serious? You don't have any friends? I'm going to ask, how many of you know someone that's not here tonight that would love to have a brand new bicycle? There you go. Good, good. Wouldn't it be great if you invited your friend from next door and said, hey, you got to come with me on Sunday morning. You might get a bicycle. And they get a bicycle on Sunday morning because you invited them. I wonder how many people. All right, I don't know. I wonder how many of you could think of five people that are not here right now. If you can think of five people that are not here right now that you know that you could ask them to come on Sunday. I want you to raise up five fingers on the count of three. One, two, three. Now, five. Oh, that little girl's got five. You got five. Oh, five over there. Five. Oh, we're not going to have enough room in here. All right. Five. Looks like a lot of people have five. Anybody know 10 people that are not here tonight that might like a new bicycle or might be able to come tomorrow? How many of you know 10 on the count of three? One, two, three. Let me see. Oh, my goodness gracious. 10 right there. 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 That's like a million. That's amazing. You could help someone not only get a bicycle, but get something that they will never outgrow. Get something that will never wear out. Get something that will always be with them. They could receive the gift of the Holy Ghost Sunday morning. Wouldn't it be great? God living on the inside of you. That is a superpower I would like to have. That's a superpower of all. Laser eyes are cool, fast as a bullet, stronger than a locomotive, you know, and leaping tall buildings in a single bound, having a cloaking device might be nice, disappearing and reappearing, and, you know, that's nice. But making heaven my home. The Spirit of God living on the inside of me. Every day I go to school. Every day I wake up with my sister. Every day my brother fights with me. I can have the Holy Ghost inside of me to help me make good choices. How many of you would like to have something like that? A superpower like the Spirit of God inside of you. Yes. Let me tell you, we're here today so you can experience just that. Everything that you see. And isn't this amazing? If these guys did a great job, some of them are in this room right now. Why don't you just clap your hands and let them know, wow, I love what you've done to the place. Receive that team. You did a terrific job. The worship, the games, everything is so wonderful. So wonderful. I believe God wants to do something amazing today. And there's nothing wrong with having fun in church. I love having fun in church. I encourage folks to have fun in church. I believe it's okay to have fun in church. Do you believe that? Yeah. But I also believe it's perfectly appropriate to reach out and let God do what God wants to do in my life. Having fun is great, but there are times when I just want to love on God. How many of you want to love on God sometime this evening? Would you just like to do it? Good. It's going to be so much fun today. It's going to be so much fun. I'll tell you how we love on God here. Now, we love on God in lots of ways. At the end of the service today, when I'm going to speak what I feel like God has given me, and then the musicians are going to come up here in just a few moments, and they're going to play some music because we're kind of used to that, and it's really cool. Because as soon as they start playing music, it's like a door opens in our heart, and the Lord starts moving in. You'll feel it tonight. When the music starts playing after I finish giving you this message, you're going to feel like God just blew into the room. It's going to feel just like that. Sometimes the hair stands up on the back of your neck. You're like, cool. It's just exciting because God is reaching out for you, and that's going to happen tonight in this service in just a few moments. It's going to happen tonight. Somebody say, cool. It's going to happen. Now, I want you to make the most out of that moment. So I'm going to tell you a little idea of how to make the most of that moment. How many of you want to get the most out of that moment? A couple of you. How many of you want the most out of that moment? Good. So this is how it works. Okay. God and sin cannot live in the same house. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, good news, because all of us came here and, you know, just living in the world, you get dirty. You know, the world is made out of dirt. And living in the world, you just get dirty. And every now and then, you don't have to go outside and play in the mud to get your feet dirty. You just have to walk on the street somewhere, and your feet are going to get dirty. And that's the way it is with our heart. Sometimes we don't have to do wrong on purpose. We don't have to go try to find something to do wrong. It just being in life and walking down the street every day, it causes dirt to just get on us. So repenting or saying, God, I'm sorry, wash me of all this dirt I've got, is not just for bad people. It's for living people. And if you're alive today, raise your hand. Oh, that's most of us. Good. So that's for all of us. That dirtiness that we have that is like sin, and God and sin, pure and clean and spick and span and sin, they can't be in the same thing at the same time. You're either clean or you're not clean. The beautiful thing is, even though we live in a dirty world and we've even done dirty things or seen dirty things or said dirty things or thought dirty things or been dirty places, we can come tonight and ask God just like this. God, you feel that? Did anybody just feel that? Did you just feel like the Holy Ghost began to move in this room like that? I felt it, and the music hasn't even started playing. It just went like that. Tonight, you can say, God, I'm dirty, and I need you to clean me. Now, I'm not talking about some magic marker that you got on your elbow or some grease under your fingernails. There's showers and soap for that. I'm talking about the dirty that comes from your heart. The dirty that says, I've done something wrong, and God can't wrap his beautiful, clean arms around me while I'm dirty. So what I want to do is I want to take care of my dirt problem. God, would you forgive me for all of my sin? The things I thought I shouldn't have thought, the things I've said I shouldn't have said, the places I've gone I shouldn't have gone, the things I've handled I shouldn't have handled. When you pray that, things are going to come to your mind tonight. Things that you did. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I would venture to say that if I said, if you've ever done anything wrong, raise your hand, I imagine most of us in here are going to raise our hand. Certainly all the honest people. That means repentance or saying, Lord, I'm sorry, is for everyone. When you ask God and you mean it from your heart, God, will you forgive me? The Bible says, he says yes every time. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, when you say, God, will you forgive me for everything I've done wrong? And you begin to worship God. Oh, God, I can't believe you just forgave me for all the bad stuff I've done. I used to be dirty and nasty, and now I'm clean. It's amazing. You couldn't get too close to me because I was nasty, but now you can wrap me in your arms. That's so exciting, God. I love you. And before you know it, the words that you're speaking to God are going to get a little tangled up. They're not going to come out like you think they're going to come out. They might come out in a little stuttery sound or a different kind of sound. Don't panic. That's the way it happened in the Bible. It happened that way when people received the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, but the important thing is that when you pray, you ask God to forgive you, and you praise and worship God out loud with your mouth. Does that make sense? That's the two things you need to remember. I want to be clean. God, would you forgive me? And then I want to worship. In your worship is when God is going to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? You feel that again? It kind of went, whoo. I love it. I love it. I love it. The message I feel like the Lord has laid on my heart for us today is kind of personal. So I know you probably look up here and you go, wow, oh, if I could just do that or not have any problems or be so this or that or the other, it would be so wonderful. Did you know everybody has problems? If you look around the room, the most beautiful person in this room, did you know that she's going to have a problem in her life somewhere? Somebody say yes. The strongest person in this room is going to have a weakness somewhere that they don't want anyone to know about. In fact, the strongest person in this room might have a weakness that they are afraid that if someone found out their weakness, they would lose that image that they have of strength. And they live in fear, fearing that somebody's going to find out about the person that they really are. Did you know everyone in this room is that way? We're all that way because we're humans. And all the humans in this room say amen. Amen. There's just something I want to help you with today. Because you have a problem, a deficiency, some kind of warped part of you, something that's not shaped the way you think it ought to be, something that doesn't look the way you think it ought to look, something that doesn't shine like you think it ought to shine or move like you think it ought to move, doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean that you're somehow made wrong or you're some accident, that God was making you and he accidentally closed his eyes and dropped you on the floor and that's what you turned out like. I remember my mother telling me over and over and over as a child, you were just an accident, Jerry. Now, I know what that means now. That means that I wasn't planned. Mom wasn't planning on having a baby when I came along, but surprise! She meant I was a surprise, not I was an accident. You see, you can insure yourself against accidents. Accidents that cost you a lot of money, and accidents cause damage, and accidents cause injury and pain. And I lived a lot of my life feeling like I was an accident causing pain. I was a misfortune. I was an event that if mom and dad had a chance to go back in time, they would have not brought me into the world. Somebody say, oh. Now, those of us that might have had the privilege of living in homes where mom and dad said, oh, you're just the perfect little adorable little baby. I never heard that. I mean, look at this nose. I got a huge nose. My ears, you know, if you look at me really straight, my ears, you don't even have to look at me straight. Okay, that was funny. Okay, I got one ear lower than the other. You know, I'm blind in one eye. Do you know that? Now, most people don't know. I'm blind in one eye. I can't see out of... Ouch. You got to watch those glasses there. They poke you there. I can't see out of my left... I stuck it in my mouth. I can't see out of my left eye. Now, most of you, sometimes, you know, if you're not very athletic, you went on a sports team and it came time to pick teams for basketball. Remember that? And you were the last one picked. Do you remember how bad it made you feel sometimes? Maybe you didn't have that to live in your life, but... So you're something worse. You didn't even know this, did you? I was the first one picked every time. We'll take him. And I'm always going, no, you don't want me. I'm blind. I can't see. I can't play. I don't know how far that thing is from me. See, if you don't have two eyes, you can't judge distance. And if you can't judge distance, don't hand me a ball. So I spent most of my life getting out of circumstances and situations where people might pick me because every time somebody put confidence in me, well, first thing I would have to tell them is, no, you got it all wrong. I'm really no good. See, mom said I was an accident. I can't see, you don't want me. So after the second time that they picked me, like, oh, great, we're going to lose. We put all of our, you know, we put our first pick on him and he can't even see. We picked the blind kid. Great. And I lived a long time thinking I was messed up. I've got news for somebody. I don't know if this message is for one person in this room. If it's for one person in this room, I sat on that train all day for a good reason. I spent my life giving it to the Lord for a good reason. If there's one person in this room, that has ever felt the way I felt. You see, I wanted to reach up into heaven, and I wanted to rip the pencil out of God's hand as he began to write my life. When I first began to recognize that there's a God and he's got a plan, and I was looking at his plan, I was saying, no, I don't want it that way. I don't want to be that accident. I don't want to be the blind kid. I don't want to be the one that's made fun of. I don't want to play those games. Come on, God, don't do that to me. I don't want it. And I'm telling you, I've got to be transparent and honest. If I could have reached the pen in the hand of God as he wrote out the story of my life, I would have done it. I would have taken a big eraser and I'd have started at my now, and I'd have erased everything as far back as I could have gone, because I didn't realize what I realize now. I didn't realize that there's more to the story than the beginning. I want to tell somebody tonight, there's more to your story than what you know. See, you only know the beginning. Moms, I don't care if you're 100 years old today. I'm sorry it took me so long to get here. But you need to hear the message. Every superhero that I read about, did you know there's a bunch of them? I read all about these superheroes. And do you know what these superheroes have in common? Something bad happened at the beginning of their life. Their planet was on the verge of destruction, and two parents put their son in a rocket ship and blast him out toward Earth. And then we get Superman. You get some Amazonian culture somewhere who's got this purpose to try to protect. And then all of a sudden tragedy happens and war happens. And this woman of wonder finds herself crusading against wrongdoing. Peter Parker gets bitten by a black widow. How many of you would want to get bitten by a radioactive spider and say, yeah, that's me? No. If he would have had the chance to say, hey, do you want to get bitten by this spider? He just said, not me. Thank the Lord. He never asked you, do you want to be bullied in school? Do you want to start off on the have-nots instead of the haves? Do you want to struggle with alcohol? Do you want to struggle with drugs? Do you want to struggle with the things you put in front of your eyes? Do you want to mess with failure every day of your life? Do you want to struggle with these things? Because what we would say is absolutely not. I don't want that. I would tell the author, put that pencil down. Write me a different story. I want one of yellow brick roads. I want one of fortune and fame and ease and comfort. Give me a life of luxury. Take that pen and write me something different, author. Hebrews chapter number 12 tells us that he's not only the author, ladies and gentlemen, but he's the finisher of our faith. The Bible says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now listen, I want you to stay with me on this. Young person, if you go to school and you don't feel like you're able to be what you'd like to be, you feel like that you've got a bad circumstance dealt to you, you're not as smart as some of the other kids in school, you know what? You know half your school is below average? And the other half is above average. That's what average means. Half your school is below average. You think you got psychological challenges? Did you know that the world is bipolar? Like the North Pole and the South Pole? So you're not alone in the world. The world is bipolar. Everybody has problems. Now let me tell you where the danger is, and I want to save you from making a crucial mistake in your life. How many of you would like for me to save you from making a crucial mistake in your life? Don't take the pen out of the hand of God. Don't take the pen out of the hand of God. Don't tell God you want something different. Now, I'm not saying sit back in a chair and let life happen to you or let people be at you. I'm talking about allow God to put in your pathway resources that you can take full advantage of to follow after, here we go, His plan. Jeremiah chapter number 29, the Lord speaking through the prophet says that I know the plans I have for you. Did you know God has a plan in your life? I'm not just telling you some cute little bumper sticker or a Facebook post. I'm telling you the truth. Every person that has ever done something great in this world has started off in situations just like you are in right now. Every person that has ever done anything great starts off in situations, and you feel the Holy Ghost again? You see, that's because you're being sensitive. You're listening to the Lord, and the Lord is leading us. Young person, if you're not the smartest one in the class, don't stress about it. Do your homework. Read your lesson. Sometimes you might have to work two or three times as hard. Dad, if you're not able to provide for your family like you want to, and you're having to do two or three jobs to make ends meet, well, that's okay. That's a good thing to do. But don't think that's where you're going to be your whole life. When you give that extra work to the Lord, when you give that extra study time to God, you're allowing a superhero to produce in you. Superhero. You see, who was he talking about over in Hebrews chapter number 12, where he's talking about Jesus, God. God is the author. He was mentioning the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. He was talking about Abraham, and he was talking about Moses and these amazing people. Every one of the characters in Hebrews 11 had bad things happen to them, just like us. I don't want to take the pencil out of God's hand and say, God, I'm not going to live life this way. You know what I believe is going to happen tonight? I believe tonight somebody is going to have something click in their mind tonight. And the stress that you've been feeling of trying to be someone else is going to go away. And you're going to be good at being you. Don't be anyone else. Everybody else is taken. If you're like everyone else, who's going to be like you? Be like you. I say it like this. Warts and all. Crooked nose and everything. Blind and all. All the quirkiness, all the awkwardness, all the challenges. Give it to the Lord in repentance and in worship. And watch what God does as he finishes what he started. I want everyone just to stop right now and bow their heads. Musicians, would you come and get ready, but don't play yet. Bow your heads right now. And if you believe in God, and I think that's pretty much all of us, if you believe in God, I want you to simply bow your head and speak to God for just a moment. If you could just speak loud enough for your own ears to hear it. Your neighbor doesn't have to hear it, but you need to use your mouth. I wonder if you could be so bold just to have a little conversation with God that goes something like this. Lord, is this a message that you've sent for me? Lord, are you speaking to me tonight? Are the things that have happened in my life working together for my good? Do you have a plan for me? God, what is standing? I feel the Holy Ghost beginning right now. What is standing in my way that I might become the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that you had in mind when you started this story of my life? Lord, I want to get things right with you. I want to be right with you, Lord. I pray, Lord. Wow. You feel that? That's the author and the finisher of your faith. That's the author He's talking to you right now. Son, I've got a plan for you. And I know it starts off rough. I know it starts off difficult. But if you'll trust me, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is knocking on your heart right now. He's such a gentleman, and he's asking you, would you let me in tonight? I know that you believe in God. Perhaps you would be so brave as you're praying to say, God, if there's anything in my life that you want to take care of, I ask you to just lay it upon my heart. That means tell me. Give me a thought in my mind of something you want to do today. Some of you might be struggling with some things that nobody knows except you. And God wants to take care of that today. We talk about superpowers. God, what is your superpower? His superpower is the ability to save you from your sin, not just save you in your sin. Work with me. Everyone all over the room, I just want you to stand right where you are. Stand right where you are. Oh, this is beautiful. You're doing so good. I know you've been here for a while. Give me 5 minutes here. We're going to be shaking hands and being friendly here in just a moment. But this is the most important part of this service. This is where you get a chance to tell God, Lord, I'm sorry for taking that pen out of your hand. I'm sorry for wanting to erase the life that you've given me. God, I see I begin in tragedy. Take me to triumph. Lord, I know things haven't been great, but I'm ready for that next page. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit tonight. I'm going to count down from 10, and when I get to 0, I'm going to say now. When I say now, I'm going to count on everyone in this building at one time rushing to the altar so no one feels awkward. Sometimes it can be awkward. This is where you're going to receive the Holy Ghost, right here. And when I get to 0, I'm going to say now. Please don't come until I say now. I just want you to pray. I see some of you praying. I see tears in some of your eyes right now. And when I say now, I want you to help those around you know that you can go up right now, but not yet. We're going to pray. Lord Jesus, 10 seconds. I pray right now that everyone that takes a move out of their chair right now, that moves out of that pew and they come to the altar, 8 seconds. I pray that you would meet them at this place, God, with power that they need, with superpower, 7, 6. I pray, God, that the challenges that they faced in their life would be nothing compared to the successes that you have for them. 5, 4. I pray that their praise would be loud. I pray that you would hear their voices today and forgive them of their sins. 3. Are you ready? I don't want you to walk. I want you to come quickly. 2. Are you ready? 1, 0. Now, everyone, quickly, from the back to the front. There we go. Looking good. Come all the way. There you go. And now, come on. Adults, don't sit back there. Come up with your kids. Come up with your neighbor. Remember, Lord, I don't understand why, because I'm not on the other side looking back, but I know that your hand is on my life. You're doing good, young people. I see a young man with his hands lifted right now, tears streaming down his eyes. God, I'm not a mistake. You got a plan for me. I've made some bad choices, but you're going to turn those bad choices into a life of power. Of power. Power to say no to sin. Power to say yes to God. Power to keep myself out of a compromising situation. Brother McCool, you don't realize it. I'm weak against this flesh. I'm not able to stop things. I know that's how it is without the Holy Ghost. But when you get the Holy Ghost, it's the power of God unto salvation. It's the power to say no. It's the power to keep on. And you get it by lifting your hands in surrender. I give up. Here you are, God. I make myself vulnerable to you. It's like when that thief comes and puts a pistol in your face and says, stick them up. You open your body up like that. I don't have anything to resist you. I give it to you, God. I surrender to you. You feel him? That's the Lord loving on you. That's the Lord loving on you. Now use your words and tell him how much you love him. I love you, Lord. That's beautiful. It feels good. I feel the Holy Ghost moving right now. Somebody's getting a hold of God tonight. It feels good. The Lord is showing you the next couple of pages in your life. He's got a plan for you. Beautiful. Altar workers, there's some people with the Holy Ghost already. They've been where you are, and they're on the other side. I need my altar workers up here, and I need them to begin praying. If you need somebody to pray with you, find one of these folks and just wave your hands at them. I need three or four altar workers that'll stand with me on the platform right now. If you belong to this church and you have the Holy Ghost, come up here and help me out. If you want someone to pray with you, I just need a little encouragement. I'm up against a wall. I'm not sure what to do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. She's going to get the Holy Ghost right now. God's going to do an amazing work in this young lady's life. Her story has just begun. Her story has just started. What does God have for you tonight? It could be amazing. 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 God, let me see what you have in store for me. Let me see what you have in store for me. Use your words. Lord, wash me and clean me. Wash me and clean me. I want to start doing better. I want to move to the next level. Use your words. Use your words and you'll get the Holy Ghost. If you've asked God to forgive you and you begin to praise and worship him out loud, God will give you the Holy Ghost. It's that fast and that easy. Who wants the Holy Ghost tonight? Who would like to get closer to God? Who'd like to move to that next level tonight? God, I'm ready for you. I want to go to that next level, God. I want to experience what you have for me. What would God do if you let him tonight? If you just let him. Say, Lord, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but neither am I going to tell you what not to do. Would it be all right if God radically changed your world tonight? Radically. If he gave you a song in your heart, joy that used to be there, a smile back on your face, would you want it? Slip that hand up into the air like that and just say, Lord, I'd take it. I'd do 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 it. You're doing good, church. Maybe that person beside you needs a little bit of encouragement. They don't realize how good it is. Good things. Good things. Why don't you just pray for it? Isn't that what the Lord told you to do? Yeah, he did. I know he did. Because I asked him to send somebody to her. Because I can't go there right now. But I want to. So use your words and tell the Lord exactly what you're asking him to do. Lord, I pray that you would do an amazing work right now. I pray that you would cross the gap that is standing between her and your plan. That's standing between him and your plan. Lord, let it be like you want it to be. Jesus, 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 keep on praying. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Oh,
Come on, find somebody to pray with. Everybody praying with somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Yes, God. Yes, God. I love you today. I love you today.